And joining me now in the KRVS studios is Cooper Helm. He will be directing Edward Albee's At Home at the Zoo at Theater 810. It will open tomorrow evening and run for 2 weekends. That's in downtown Lafayette. Some of our listeners may have had the pleasure of hearing you not too long ago talking about some of your theatrical endeavors here in Lafayette. Before we talk specifically about At Home at the Zoo and Edward Albee, just kind of remind us about your history in theater.
Okay.
Your theater development.
Wow.
How did you get started in theater? Were you an actor first?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I think, probably an actor in my own life really first.
That always helps.
Yeah. I always enjoyed entertainment and enjoyed film and theater and just telling stories. So I really didn't get started until college, I guess, kind of late college, I guess my second go around of college. And I minored in theater at LSU. I didn't really do anything at that point. And I even graduated in 2000 and still didn't really pursue it. And in about 2004, I auditioned for a play at the Baton Rouge Little Theater called One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and I was cast in it. And then I just went on a spree of continuous shows. And I almost went to the point of burnout, but I really enjoyed it. And I guess when it was all said and done, about after 6 years, I had done a plethora of shows, and I found it was time for a break. Mm-hmm. And I took about 3-4 years off, mm-hmm. roughly, and started back recently here in town with Barry Child.
That's right. So when you were going through this plethora of plays during that period, was there a particular focus? Were you doing particular kinds of plays or playwrights, or were you just doing everything?
I was just doing everything mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. that came my way, that what was there to audition for. So I did a lot of plays like that, and then I got a great opportunity at the Baker Little Theater to direct a play, and The Last Night of Ballyhoo, and I did that. And shortly after that, I was able to get the opportunity to build some sets, and that's where I started working as a technical director mm-hmm. for a short amount of time. And so I guess I kind of just ran through the gambit mm-hmm. a little bit of it.
Well, I ask it because it's kind of interesting. The plays that you've been doing here in Lafayette seem to be very classic 20th century American playwrights. Sam Shepard, mm-hmm. Edward Albee. Yeah. Is there something that draws you to them?
I like plays that make people think. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like what Edward Albee says about serious theater is meant to change people, to change their perception of mm-hmm. themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, he also says that most people apparently want to go to the theater and not have anything happen to them or something that is so boring and ephemeral, however you mm-hmm, say that word, mm-hmm. that you can't remember it 5 minutes after you leave the theater. Well, this isn't the case. You'll take this home with you, as a lot of people did in Barry Child, and you'll think about it constantly, mm-hmm. and it'll be part of your life at some point.
These plays are not sugar water.
No, not at all. Mm-hmm. They're meant to change people and really dig and penetrate their souls.
Mm-hmm. And change them by not leading them to a specific conclusion. There's something very unsettling, uncomfortable, unfinished about their plays.
Yes. Yeah. There's no neat and tidy ending to mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. It's just you're kind of left gasping and really wanting more, mm-hmm. you know? So I think that with the cast that I have, and all the players involved, we're definitely going to achieve that.
We certainly achieved it with Barry Child. Reviews were great. Everyone I know who saw it loved it, and a lot of wonderful reviews about it.
Well, thank you very much.
So I know there are a lot of people looking forward to this one, Edward Albee's At Home at the Zoo. Some of our audience may not know much about Albee. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us about him?
Edwin Albee, he's an American playwright who is best known for Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, starring Elizabeth Taylor, which is actually playing at Baton Rouge Little Theater right now.
But not starring Elizabeth Taylor there.
No, Celeste Valion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. and directed by Keith Dixon. It's incredible. So if anybody's hearing this and wants to go to Baton Rouge, go check it out. His first play he wrote was in 1958 called The Zoo Story, and it's a one-act play between Peter and Jerry are the characters. It's also the second act of At Home at the Zoo, which is, well, how can I say this? The Zoo Story was a one-act play.
Wildly popular. Every high school in the mm-hmm. country has probably done a version of it.
Yes, mm-hmm. in colleges. It's like mm-hmm. required reading. Mm-hmm. And 50 years later, he decided to write a prequel to it. And he wrote another one-act play called Home Life. And now they're together. And it's kind of crazy. Mm-hmm.
Did he get a lot of people asking him about the lives before Zoo Story? What was it that inspired him to write the prequel?
He felt that in Zoo Story with Peter and Jerry, that Jerry, it was more about Jerry. Mm-hmm. So you got to really know who the character Jerry was, and something was incomplete with Peter. So he decided to write Home Life, which is Peter and his wife before he goes to Central Park in New York City. So he decided to write that whole act, and it's a different play within itself, with its own
completely
pushing,
different pacing, feeling to it.
It is. It really is. It's been weird trying to connect the character of Peter in the first act as into the second act. But I think I've come to the conclusion that it's really a man and his wife speaking to one another in the confines of their own home is a lot different than a man speaking to somebody in Central Park.
Now, you don't want to give away the play completely if there are people out there who haven't seen Zoo Story, but just sketch out what happens. What's the action in Zoo Story?
Okay, in Zoo Story, the character Peter is sitting on the park bench in New York City on a bright Sunday afternoon, and he's just reading his book. He goes there every Sunday in good weather and decides to just read, okay? And then all of a sudden, the guy Jerry walks up out of nowhere and just appears and strikes up a conversation with him. He asks him if he wants to talk, and ask if he can, ask him questions and things like that, and starts to pry into his life. And he kind of just goes on this elaborate story about his own life, Jerry does, and tells him about a story pertaining to a dog. And it just kind of goes...
Escalates.
Quickly. It escalates and just gets bizarre, crazy, bizarre, mesmerizing.
Yeah, and you're completely drawn into it. Mm-hmm. So At Home at the Zoo, which you're directing and which opens tomorrow, includes that play, that original play
yes.
that Albee wrote in the 50s.
Yes.
But At Home at the Zoo includes the prequel also.
Yes.
So it's combined.
Mm-hmm.
How as a director do you work with that? Two one-act plays that didn't go together in the beginning. How have you conceived it?
It's been interesting, like I said, about trying to find the character of Peter with his wife as opposed to Peter in Zoo Story. That's been, having them tied together is a challenge. And I think that it's the difference in a man with his wife and the man with a stranger. I've treated them like two separate plays. Mm-hmm. And go for the author's intent on both of them. He writes a lot of things and about the subconscious of humans. And I think when an author writes anything, his subconscious is at work as well. And sometimes ideas and things like that come to us through our subconscious, and that's what you see on paper. Now, how can the director get to his subconscious? And that's what I like to try to do.
And you must choose your actors very carefully in order to do that. So who are the actors in At Home at the Zoo?
Okay. The character of Anne is played by Katrin Schmidt. And she's a local actress, fiery actress. She's incredibly adaptable to any situation, takes direction incredibly well. It's just been an absolute pleasure to be able to direct her and to guide her on this journey. I couldn't be more happier with who she's become as Anne, the character in Home Life. And then there's Scott Grimion, who is pretty much my assistant in this. He's producing this play. He also was in Barry Child. He produced it. He started off as a stage manager, and then he just became just my right-hand man. And he's playing the character of Peter. So he's the only character in the play that is in both acts. And it's very challenging for him. He's hasn't been doing this a whole long, but his growth as an actor for 7-8 months is one that I would see over a period of 5 years. So I'm really proud of him as well, and I think he's just done a fantastic job. Don't want to put any pressure on him, though.
So Anne and Peter are the two characters in the first act,
yes,
which was originally called Home Life.
Yes.
And then Peter continues in his journey into that first original play, Sue's Story. Who plays Jerry?
Yours truly.
I do. Now, have you played that before?
I have. I played it. I did one performance of it at the Louisiana Bon Ton Festival. And I did it with another incredible actor who's at Northwestern State, Tim Calley. Most people, they might hear of him or if they haven't seen him. Fantastic actor and a great friend. We did this play, I think it was 2007, and I think we kind of freaked the judges out a little bit. And but like I said, I only got to do it one time, and I felt like for an actor there's kind of some unfinished business with the piece. And I haven't done it. I'm sorry.
Were you playing Jerry before Home Life came out?
I'm sorry.
Well, were you when you were playing Jerry in Zoo Story?
Oh, before
Home Life had not.
I had never heard of it. I didn't hear of Home Life until we decided to do Zoo Story back in September when we just said, "Hey, let's do something," you know, because we're going to be doing a couple other plays, Death Trap and Dead Man's Cell Phone at Cité des Arts in the summer, And so we just wanted to kind of do something. I kind of wanted to do something because I hadn't been on stage in 4 years, mm-hmm. and I wanted to kind of just sharpen up my tools a little bit. Mm-hmm. And
I guess what's interesting to me is the character of Jerry, when you came to it in that first play, the intensity mm-hmm. of Jerry's character in Zoo Story, mm-hmm. without being tempered by knowledge that, you know, there's something before that might explain mm-hmm. anything that's
okay.
happening
yeah.
or, you know, that you didn't... You didn't have that prequel to think about in your mind.
No, not when I originally yeah. did Zoo Story. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I didn't have that. And I don't know how that would have... I don't know if it would have made a difference mm-hmm. on how the character of Jerry's created.
Mm-hmm. Facing Peter.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
Well, tell us about Jerry as you played him at that time. Has there been a change in the way you acted him?
I think there has been a change
mm-hmm.
in him. I think it's more fine-tuned. We didn't have a whole lot of time to actually do it for the competition that we did it in. And I've had 2 months now with this guy. So there's some, like, I mean, he talks a lot. That's probably why I'm talking so much right now. But... there's small words that you can miss in the dialogue that, you know, when you got to get the show ready, you just have to go with it. Mm-hmm. And I'm finding that I'm more word for word on this, and that's changed the character a little bit. So I really think, but overall, it's the same mm-hmm. character in my mind, which I don't know.
Well, some people in our audience may not be really familiar with him. Tell us just about Jerry, because he is a fascinating character.
Jerry is a lost soul. He really is he lives in a rooming house in New York City. He's poor. He's a wanderer. He really can't have relationships with people. Mm-hmm. He just hasn't ever been able to connect. Mm-hmm. And he wants to. He's got a good personality, but I think that a lot of decisions that he made in his life up to this time have been wrong. And he's never been able to connect with his family. He lost his parents when he was young. And he's had to, and he's never really had any friends. Mm-hmm. So he's just looking for somebody, a guinea pig, so to speak. And there he strolls into the park, and there's Peter.
There's Peter. Well, and you know, it sounds like an isolated character, but Albee was writing about him in the 50s. And when you look at classic American playwrights, that's not an unusual character. The isolated, uncertain, desperate, even character.
The loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that loneliness within all of us that he writes about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what makes it really interesting is that he makes Peter like him. And that's the effect that he wants the audience to have as well.
He makes us like him too.
Yes.
Which is the power that has made this play so popular and produced so often.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Indeed.
I want to tell people who are just tuning in, my guest is Cooper Helm. He is directing At Home at the Zoo by Edward Albee. We're talking about the two parts of that play, the original Zoo Story, which was published and produced in the 50s, and the second, Home Life. Both have been put together to create At Home at the Zoo, but that was done nearly 50 years later, maybe more than 50 years later. Cooper has acted Jerry before and is acting him now in this production. It opens tomorrow evening at Theater 810. How is it directing yourself? I think people find that very interesting that a director, and I think Sam Shepard has done that as well, directing yourself in a play, and particularly a play with so few characters.
I don't know. There's things you do as an actor by yourself without a director, and especially in film, you don't have the basic rehearsal process. So as an actor in film, you have to create these characters and come ready. And, you know, the director can give you, kind of fine-tune you a little bit and tell you exactly what he wants. But, I mean, you better have something or you won't be doing it. So my style is that I work feverishly at home with this. I work more at home than I do, at rehearsal. I mean, pretty much I wake up with it, and then throughout the day I'm thinking about it. And then there's that time where you have to learn the lines and things like that. So you basically, you're creating that character. And since I do all that, I bring something to the stage with me every time. And by being prepared for rehearsal, I have choices to give a director if he was there. So in turn, I have choices to give myself. Mm-hmm. And I'm able to play around and do this and do that and change it up and might like this, might not like that, or I could do it this way and maybe do it this way, or I could do it both ways. And in the end, it's like I just have a whole lot of different choices to go. As long as I stay in the confines of the play, then it's okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm remembering back to comments I heard about Barry Child, and a lot of it had to do with that meticulousness and the great choices that you made about stage direction and actors and the movement and relationship of actors. So I know a lot of people are looking forward to that in this one. But I'm also imagining the intensity of having just these three characters and three actors, and you being one of them and the director as well.
It's been really challenge, to tell you the truth. It's been exhausting, to say the least.
Which is actually probably a good way to be as you enter into this play.
Probably.
When you know how on edge these characters are.
Right.
As the play begins. Albee is... are there other plays that you've done by him? Any other of his short plays? Have you ever...
No. This is the only one.
This is also, I think a lot of people are really happy, again, that you're offering these classic American playwrights. They're people we should see. And sometimes we do just get to read them in a classroom.
Yes.
And you're fleshing them out and giving us this opportunity to see these plays we should all have seen.
Yeah, he is considered like the most notable American playwright. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. he's 80 years old now, 80-something years old now. Mm-hmm.
And still writing. I mean, Home Life just came out a few years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, the writer's mind never ends.
Right. So tell us what people's reaction to Home Life. That must have created quite a stir when he came out with this prequel to Zoo's story.
Well, I have some quotes by a lot of writers or whatnot about the whole play at home at the zoo. It says, Albie bares his teeth once again. Theater at its very best, brilliant. The work has Bark and Bite, a darkly comic and thrilling glimpse, tense, truthful, and hypnotic, emotionally erratic, and ultimately chilling. Tense, shocking, sexually charged. Oops. Jagged-edged, provocation.
Even the words they're using have this certain bite to them.
Right,
And anyone, again, who is familiar with Zoo's story would recognize those words.
But yes.
They're using it about the entire play.
Yes.
So these are 2 one-act plays. They've been put together. And how would you advise people to approach it? Because we were talking about that a little bit earlier, mm-hmm. that if you're expecting, you know, beginning, middle, end to this, mm-hmm. it might be a little difficult. How would you advise people to...
I would go in there open-minded and not think that you're going to see a traditional play where you have a beginning, middle, end, where a normal play would build, get to the crescendo, and then boom, you have the climax and then a nice pretty resolution. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like that for both acts. So the first act, you're going to have a beginning, middle, and the end. And in the second act, you're going to have a beginning, middle, and the end. And Edward Albee did his best to tie them in together, mm-hmm. so they're – can be done as one play. He only allows this play to be professionally done now at home at the zoo. In an amateur production, you can do Zoo Story by itself. But in today's times, he's put a stamp on that.
So on Broadway, you couldn't just put on the Zoo Story anymore.
No, not
anymore. It's got to be a part of this.
It has to.
How interesting. Mm-hmm. Again, my guest, Cooper Helm, is directing At Home at the Zoo. As he just mentioned, Edward Albee doesn't allow that to be separated anymore.
Right.
So it is Home Life and Zoo Story together in At Home at the Zoo by Edward Albee. It will be at Theater 810, opening tomorrow evening.
Actually,
Thursday.
Friday.
Friday is the 25th. Okay,
Friday.
We're a little...
Yes.
Yeah. January is going by so fast. So Friday it will open. How many productions will you have? How many times can we see it?
We have 6 productions. Our first is Friday night. We also have one Saturday night. They're both at 7:30. And then we have one on Sunday. Excuse me. At 2 p.m. It's a matinee. And then the following weekend, the first is... it's Friday night, 7:30, Saturday night, 7:30, and then on the 3rd, Super Bowl Sunday, we have one at 2 p.m.
Well, you have 6 opportunities to see it, and I know we've mentioned often Theater 810 is a lovely, intimate theater. That means there's only about 50 seats in the theater.
Yes.
It's probably a good idea to reserve your tickets.
I know it is.
By the end you were selling out
with
Buried Child.
We were.
So you may want to get your tickets now. How can people do that, Cooper?
You can call and leave. You can call Theater 810. You can either, if somebody there and they picks up, you can order a ticket through them, or you can leave a message and they'll call you right back at 337-873-1548. Or you can go online at eventbrite.com, and it's At Home at the Zoo, and you can order your tickets there. It's only $12 for everybody and $10 for all students.
Now, you do mention that it's for mature audiences. You're suggesting ages 17 and up.
Yes.
I assume if a parent feels their child is mature enough.
If they want to roll the dice, that's their choice. But I would personally, I wouldn't allow my kids.
Post high school.
To see it. Post high school. I would even say 18 and up.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess they do the NC-17. So in today's world, that's okay. It's not anything worse, though, that you wouldn't see on Comedy Central late at night.
Well, you've given them a warning.
You warned.
So parents who love the Zoo Story and Edward Albee, you can make that call as well.
Yes.
But they are encouraging mature audiences 17 and older. Mm-hmm. Edward Albee's At Home at the Zoo. My guest Cooper Helm has directed it. He is acting in it as well. He plays Jerry. And who are the other two actors?
Scott Grimmial, mm-hmm, and Katrin Schmidt.
All right. Very intense. And again, a great opportunity to see a classic American playwright and these two plays. Tickets available by calling Theater 810 or going to their Eventbrite site. And I guess you look for At Home at the Zoo under Eventbrite?
Yes.
Okay. Or you could take a chance and get it at the door, but we encourage you to get your tickets ahead of time. Well, Cooper, thank you, and we look forward to your future work here in our community and
thank you,
your
Judith.
Meticulous attention to these playwrights.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.